From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Florida's Department of Education released results on Friday for the final Florida Comprehensive Assessment Test, or FCAT for short. The student measurement exam showed overall improvement in reading among kids in grades 4, 5, 6, 8, and 10. The Department of Education says students generally improved in math and science as well. More than half of all students passed the reading and math portions of the exam. DOE spokesman Joe Follick says the scores continue an overall trend of improved learning in Florida schools.
We're going to have a new test next year, and there will be some differences in the numbers then. But I think when you have a 20-year track record of steady improvement among students, that shows that students and teachers know what they're doing in Florida.
This is the final year the state is using the FCAT to test students. A brand new exam called the Florida Standards Assessment will go into effect in the next school year. Governor Rick Scott is hitting the campaign trail this week to discuss college costs and tuition hikes. Scott plans to make 5 campaign stops. He'll be starting today at Florida Gulf Coast University in Fort Myers. The Republican governor has pushed to limit tuition hikes. Scott this year asked legislators to repeal a law that lets state universities raise tuition above the rate set by state lawmakers. The governor is expected to sign a bill that would eliminate the ability of universities to raise tuition up to 15% a year. That legislation would still allow the University of Florida and Florida State University to raise tuition 6% a year. Scott is also scheduled to make stops this week in Pensacola, Orlando, Boca Raton, and Miami. The Florida Family Association is flying banners over Disney World to protest the annual Gay Days event. From our sister station WMFE in Orlando, reporter Amy Kiley tells us about the Pride celebration and the people who object to it.
Gay Days began 24 years ago with supporters wearing red shirts to Magic Kingdom. Now it's one of the largest LGBT events in the world. In 2011, Florida Family Association began flying banners with messages like, "Warning, Gay Day at Disney today." FFA says it's trying to protect families and support, quote, traditional biblical values. Gay Days president Chris Alexander Manley says that mentality is what hurts children.
And there are some, because of just ignorance or hate, that they don't want to be around a large group of gays and lesbians. But it's a shame they're instilling that into their children, because their son or their daughter could be gay. And for their kids to hear that out of their parents, you know, that's terrible.
Gay Days runs through Sunday with events at Disney Parks and the DoubleTree Hotel near SeaWorld. I'm Amy Kiley in Orlando.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte.